One of the biggest announcements for developers at Dreamforce 2024 was Local Dev Beta, a new feature for developing Lightning Web Components, LWCs, faster. Typically, to view how your LWC changes look and behave, you deploy them to your org and refresh the whole page to see the changes. With Local Dev, you can now get a fully working local preview of your components, just by saving your code. This means that you can save 3 to 10 seconds of wait time per component update, which quickly converts into hours saved when you spend days working on LWC development, thus increasing your productivity. In addition, Local Dev works across various Salesforce containers, such as Lightning Experience, LWR Sites for Experience Cloud, and the Salesforce mobile app. In this post, we'll look at how you can set up Local Dev, how it works behind the scenes, and how to launch it for different experiences. How to set up Local Dev. Local Dev is integrated into the regular Salesforce development experience. It's installed as a Salesforce CLI plugin. You can enable it in sandboxes and scratch orgs by activating it from the setup menu or by adding the Enable Lightning Preview Pref setting on your scratch org definition file. Be sure to update the Salesforce CLI to the latest version and follow the instructions in Local Dev Beta to activate it. How Local Dev works behind the scenes. Remember the old LWC local development server? Then forget about it, because the Local Dev architecture is completely new and it replaces this old tool. When you start Local Dev. 1. The Salesforce app is loaded from the remote app server on a browser or a Salesforce mobile app emulator, virtual mobile device, in a special dev preview mode that contains a hot module replacement, HMR, client. 2. Your local environment is provisioned with a dev server. Because the dev server is provisioned in your local environment, it can monitor your changes to your LWC code. 3. The browser or mobile emulator and the dev server establish a two-way authenticated communications channel using a web socket. In the case of Experience Cloud sites, these are served from localhost. On the initial page load and when your code changes. 1. The dev server compiles the changed LWCs. Watch this video if you don't know how LWC compilation works. 2. The dev server pushes the compiled changes to the browser or mobile app over the WebSocket channel via hot module replacement APIs. A full reload of the page does not happen, which means that the page state is preserved. This is an important benefit of the feature because you also save the time that it takes to refresh and render the whole page, and to click through it until you see the component in the state you need it to be. 3. HMR activity is logged to the browser's console. Note, there are some edge cases in which modules are not hot swappable and you need to deploy your changes manually. We're working on automating this for the next release. Take a look at the considerations and limitations to see a full detailed description of the changes supported. Local Dev architecture. How to launch Local Dev. As of today, you launch Local Dev from the terminal. The following are a few ways to do so. For a Lightning Experience app, SF Lightning Dev app and Coral Cloud Resorts app / where n, the Lightning app name, is optional. For a mobile app running on an Android emulator or iOS simulator, SF Lightning Dev app t-Android, SF Lightning Dev app t-iOS. In this case, you can optionally set a virtual device ID with i, which by default is the first available one. For an Experience Cloud LWR site, SF Lightning Dev site and Coral Cloud Resorts Experience Cloud site / where n is the site name. Learn more. In this blog post, you have learned about the new Local Dev Experience Beta, which allows you to preview your code changes in real time without having to deploy them and refresh, resulting in a much faster and more efficient developer experience. Local Dev is planned to become GA for Lightning Experience and Mobile in the Spring 25 release, while the GA for Experience Cloud LWR sites is planned for the Summer 25 release, Safe Harbor. Local Dev is a game changer for Salesforce developers, as the time that you save when using it increases exponentially with the number of code changes you perform. Launch Local Dev seamlessly from the Salesforce CLI and works for Lightning Experience, LWR sites for Experience Cloud, and the Salesforce mobile app. To learn more, watch the following videos. Dreamforce 24, Developer Keynote, Build a Future with the Platform. Dreamforce 24, LWC and Mobile, What's New and What's Coming. Dreamforce 24, Improve LWC developer productivity with local preview. Quick take: develop LWC at lightning speed with local dev. If you have feedback or questions about local dev, post them in the LWC Trailblazer community group and use the hashtag #LWCLocalDevelopment. Thank you to our contributors. This post would not have happened without contributions from these amazing individuals, listed in alphabetical order: Ananya Jha, Christy Fedura, David Ou, Diana Wajaja, Eric Engelking, Greg Whitworth, Grisha Liukshin, Irfan Syed, Jacqueline Moore, Jennifer Mills, Jia Jung, Julia Shackle, Kang Ho, Karen Fidelic, Kevin Hawkins, Laura Pomerleau, Matt Wimmer, Marcelino Lano, Mark Vogelgesang, Maysam Sayed Alarote, Mohammed Abdul Sattar, Nathan Koo, Nicholas Kruk, Rakshit Verma, Raj Sansharma, Ravi Jayaramappa, Ryan Shalak, Stefan Chandler Garcia, Sue Berry, Takashi Arai, and Karesha Parmanand. About the author: Alba Rivas works as a principal developer advocate at Salesforce. You can follow her on GitHub or LinkedIn.